a little of anything is medicine for your system. Too much is toxic. And the person responsible for this statement is a guy called Confucius. The only problem with it is a little for you is not a little for me. Each person little is different. So we can't trust the word little. We have to be more specific in terms of measurement. That's how come we find out research goes on today. What little fits everybody. So you can't say a little when it works. You have to be more specific. If it's a gram, milligram, or half a gram, or whatever it is, that's what makes it work. The second rule, there is a time place and a season. Everything. And I go to underline time, place, season. Everything.
What's your name? Bob Meyer from Austin. He can call you back. Come.
For everything. The time has to do with your health. Your whole body is regulated by time. There's no way you get wrong with timing when it comes to your health. What you eat and when you put it in keeps you healthy. But when you put it in is more important. The place also regulates your pocketbook. In the wrong place, you go broke. You can do all you like, you'll never make it. And in the right place, everybody wants to give it to you. So that's evidence of fact. So they say, go west, young man, and go east, young lady. The man goes west, he's a cowboy, and the east, he goes in the chorus line. Where you go north or south, you may get stuck. So it depends where you want to go. Well, that's the place. And the season, since there is no such thing as season, there are conditions of nature. And so, 0 degrees moving forward to 32 degrees is a condition called winter. Moving forward to 75 degrees is a condition called spring. 75 degrees moving forward to 100 degrees plus is a condition called summer. A 100 degrees plus moving backwards to 75 degrees is a condition we call Indian summer. And 75 degrees moving backwards to 32 degrees is a condition we call fall. Or autumn. And 32 degrees moving back to zero again is your winter. So we really don't have these things called seasons. We have conditions around us on the planet we live in, and it's moving on, turning on its axis, and it's going around the sun. So it goes around the sun, the moon and the earth goes around the sun in one total revolution of 360 degree turn and divides up itself in four positions every 90 days to be exposed to the sun. So every 90 days to 91 days, there's a shift in the temperature range. And that's where you have your winter, your summer, your spring, and your autumn. And how you are relating with that period. So,
that's 90 degrees in every one of those quarters too. Yep. 90 degrees in 90 days.
So?
Okay.
You've been living on the planet so long, I didn't recognize it. So, but every year you call out the winter clouds up, and you want for the sun to come out. And the man who lives up north, the man lives down south, they both say the area is too hot or too cold. But every 90 days, here in Texas, you gotta change. See? And then that goes on for the whole earth. Second rule. The third rule is live to eat, to get sick. See, that's nature's way. If you don't eat to get sick, you don't appreciate nature. If you don't do things to get sick, you don't appreciate nature. Be very egotistical and bombastic. So nature has rules and laws designed to make you respect her. One, there's only a certain length you can stretch your leg before she'll snap it. There's only a certain amount of food you can put in your tummy before she bust it. There's only a certain type of food you can put in there before you vomit it. She's very smart. So she knows how to make you sick. But you like to show off and put in it and think you can outdo nature with your mind. But nature runs your body. She doesn't give a hoot what kind of mind you got. Mind over matter, that's a bunch of baloney. It used to work years ago, it don't work no more. Because why? You think you got a big mind, you're gonna prove yourself, and then your body lets you down at the barrier. And then you find out that nature done. Give your brain to learn the hard way, breaking it down. So your brain comes first before that's what we call illusion of the mind. But you gotta program yourself with your mind to believe to do. And then you will do something, but then you show off with your mind and you end up doing what your brain is supposed to do for you. You learn the hard way, but that's nature's own way. There's no better way to learn it. Fall up and break it up. That's why you gotta live to eat to get sick. Nobody gonna convince you. And you're entitled to do this for 30 years. And the end of 30 years, nature will come along with what they call Saturn return, and she'll smack you one real hard knock, smash you all to pieces sometime, break in every direction, and then you're forced to learn to eat. You live to eat. Not to get sick. That's how we learn the hard way. There's no easy way. How many of us would like to kick football? Good. Till then. And your leg can't kick no more? Good. But then why you want to kick the football till your leg don't want to kick no more?
Sure, just doing so much fun.
Huh?
So much fun.
So much fun.
See, it ain't always fun. That's the illusion, and that's what the competitors try to do, to make you feel by kicking the ball you get fun, knowing fully well that you can only kick the ball so long before the fun stops and the pain begins. So that's their whole psychology, to let you discover how to feel the pain. That's nature's way. But we can fool ourselves. So then we're forced to live to do something that prevents the pain. So we call that living to eat, not to get sick. But this can't be the way life is, because nature would be boring. If you were to live to eat, not to get sick, 9 times out of 10, you're going to break it. God's right. You will not stick it out, and you'll deny yourself, and you'll go and force yourself to try and see if you're powerful enough to do. So this is why nature gives you another opportunity to get more sick. First you eat to get sick, then you eat not to get sick, and then it's boring, you're going to go back to eat to get more sick. So, the fifth rule is live to eat in order to live, not to eat. Live to eat in order to live not to eat. And this is a natural function, and you didn't make it, it's in your environment. A caterpillar is doing that. It's already eating its way to a condition called a cocoon, and then when the cocoon is shred, out comes out a creature that can fly. It's called a butterfly. And of all the creatures that can fly, there is none more beautiful than a butterfly. Yet you'll never find a rotten butterfly. You'll always find rotten worms or caterpillars, and I've squashed up enough caterpillars to see how they rot after they die. But if you have to find a rotten butterfly, no matter you squash it up, you can't rot. But that principle of non-rotting is in your body. It's locked up in your DNAs and RNAs, and there comes a time when your body, after mastering the art of living to eat, in order to live not to eat, it goes through a transformation inside of itself. So that's how come Jesus fasted for 40 days or 40 nights and didn't break up his body. Me, I did the same thing. I fasted for 56 days. I weighed 180 pounds. In the 28 days, I weighed 150. I lost 30 pounds. The next 28 days, I gained them all back. So I learned, you neither you eat or you don't eat, you're stuck with your weight. Because why? I didn't know when to put nothing in. I'll have to learn the hard way. So, but eating is a method to prepare you to live without eating. And so we don't eat food. If we did eat food, by the laws of physics, you wouldn't have to go to the bathroom. It will stay inside your colon. Because you process food and you don't eat it, you go to the bathroom. It's a process. But you fool yourself that you're eating. So we program the person from the time they're born to believe they're eating. And that's why we have this particular phenomenon. But that's our environment. It came before us. We didn't come before the environment.
Do you suppose the same amount of mass comes out that goes in? If it
depends. We are fluid, so.
We think we've got an energy conversion.
Need some water, Don?
Please.
I'm curious about that. Say the same way, same place. Of course you wouldn't have a presence.
Thank you.
That's all.
Don't confuse. The mass that you put in your mouth and the mass that came out has been evidence that you ate the food.
Hello? I know.
The mineral content of the biggest food wouldn't fit any more than on top of a pinhead.
Connolly Sullivan. Just a minute. Now you've got three chances to be disciplined, clean up.
We have 30 years to muck up, 30 years to clean up. And if you stick it out, all the rest is yours. But you first got to prove that the 3 score 10 is the counting point. So first 30, second 30, then the next 10 years after that, nature sets up if you did your work or you didn't do your work. If you didn't do your work, they bury you. If you did your work, you make the next jump. It's called the quantum leap. Quantum leap is that fifth law.
Fifth law.
How do you spell that?
It's the fifth law. You see, you read the fifth law, read it there.
The fifth law.
Yeah, fifth law. Read the fifth law.
Here.
Live to eat, so not...
Live to eat in order to live not to eat.
Yeah.
So...
Right around 70.
That's what your Bible says, 3 score and 10, and you will live to 3 score and 10, but most people think you've died. They're not talking that. They're talking of phasing out the eating into phasing out that your body will start living on direct energy. Direct energy is sound waves, which is breathing. So that's what your 3 score 10 is involved. But this is no easy road, and this is no road for talk, because it's not talking and doing it, it's just doing. So you're entitled to your sickness, don't get me wrong. You're not here to take away nobody's sickness. So you're entitled to get anything you want to do to yourself, you're entitled. No saint or master will take away your right to be sick. That's your right. Unless you ask, and he'll give you just enough what you ask. He's not going to give you more, because he has no right to take it away.
But you ask what?
To take away the problem, you have to work with it. He cannot take it away from you until you ask. And he's not going to take it away from you. You have a right to be sick.
You get sick, and then if you have a master, you may ask
him. He may help you with the problem. Yeah. How to help yourself to correct it. But he's not going to correct it for you. So don't get any notion that a master is correcting a problem for you. He's going to help you to help yourself. And if you help yourself, then you may do better. Now, you can pray and get well. That's miraculous ways. But you'll go back and do the same thing. Why?
Because you never work through it.
That's right. And so you're always going to feel you got something for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it doesn't work, then you blame God for letting you down. But he should let you down, because after all, this good thing is standing at 2 feet. Who wants to carry a baby all his life? You know, you see the mama that carried a baby from the day it's born until it's 93. You never saw that mama? It's called Master Dog.
old what?
Mastodon.
Mastodon. Mm-hmm. Carries a baby till it's 93. Elephant.
Good. So how old does elephants live now?
150 years old?
More than that.
Do they?
If a turtle lives 300 years, what would a mastodon?
Oh, 900 years.
Mastodon carried a baby for 93 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
93 years.
That's a long gestation period, man.
Good. Dinosaurs take 1,000 years to hatch. So what are you worrying about? They don't have children like people. They have eggs. Dinosaur eggs. And then they hatch out. Take a long time to hatch. That's why they got rid of them.
No wonder they didn't live.
The sun and that's the earth, and it's divided into three light ranges. This is the 45 degree angle of light on the trees, and the birds and the animals below, and the vines are the 90 degree angle of light. And there we have the Bronx range. Light is a particle. And the part when Moses was leaving Egypt, he took this design off the walls of the pyramid. And some people call that a what? You ever seen that design?
Turtle.
So he calls it the turtle. What Moses could call it?
Scarab.
You call it the scarab. Why would a scarab be on the wall of a pyramid? And a guy is going to copy that dog on thing to carry it through the centuries? Kind of stupid.
Yeah.
If that was all it was. Early man left his knowledge on the planetary system that he came and left. And that's one design was left on the pyramid walls to remind the future life forms their origin, that the human body is a time traveler, designed like a spaceship. But something was missing in the design.
Hello?
All they did was indicate the calcium formation of the body.
Yes.
From the top of the skull to the anus.
Okay.
And they left out the ambulators. These were the ambulators left out in the design. But from the top of your skull to the sternum is the first layer of calcium formation. And the second is from the sternum to the top of the pubic bone, which is the lumbar region. And that's all the calcium there is that holds it together. And then from the lumbar of the anus, or coccyx, the third. Now these three divisions are synchronous and called Jung was the man that first recognized it when he said the archetype is the pattern that sets the blueprint for the life form. So we find today that from the top of the skull to the top of the sternum, this is zone one. And the top of the sternum, the bottom of the sternum there where the calcium hooks in for the making the lumbar region and the thoracic, that comes right up to the top of the pubic bone, that's zone 2. And zone 3 is the bottom. Up to this point, all the scientists says it sounds good, Adano. That doesn't prove a doggone thing. If you're eating food, you got to be healthy. And to be healthy, you got to follow certain rules. And the rules are these 5 requirements. And the 5 requirements are to stay healthy in your body is 1, protein. 2, carbohydrate. 3, mineral, vitamin. 4, liquid, water. 5, lipid or oil. These are the 5 things required to stay healthy. And every time you sit down to eat a meal. So anytime somebody talks nutrition, that's the first thing they're going to look and try to pin you down if you got a balanced meal comprised of protein, carbohydrate, mineral, vitamin, liquid or water or lipid or oil in your diet. Now, my contention is simply this. If I can't provide you this requirement in one of the light zones without crossing a light zone, then I give you back your money. But if I can provide all the requirements in each light zone, and a light zone is 1, 2, and 3, there are light zones in reference to the way things grow and operate. And if these 5 requirements can be found in the light zone without crossing one or mixing another one, then you have a fantastic science. And that's exactly what I do. I don't change the light zone. I eat the food in each light zone and maintain the actual functioning. So that is the science behind it. All the foods are found in each light zone, and I don't have to cross a single light zone to get it. So you're supposed to eat 3 meals a day. That's breakfast, lunch, and supper. You can fool yourself, but your parents know best. Especially your mama, when she's pregnant with you, she's forced to eat to stay healthy. Otherwise, they're going to have, what, bump babies when they're born. So she has to eat 3 times, and she has to eat healthy. Now, if you're eating when you come out, and you eating incorrectly, you're going to be unhealthy. But she's forced, and your daddy is forced to make you eat healthy for 18 years. Then after high school and you got your diploma, and then you can lie down next morning and don't get out of bed. And that's what they call, you're entitled to sleep all day. But then when your daddy come home, he says that's a bunch of bull because you got to go standing on your own 2 foot. You ain't going to hang around here on my pocketbook. I done spent 18 years being your parent, and I spent 5 minutes to make your mom and a pop. So now get the heck out and stand on your 2 feet and go to school if you want. Be your own man or woman. So that's how we come to realize that your body has 12 more years now, from 18 to 30, to muck it up. That's what they call the Oriental calendar. You go from the rat to the pig. So that those 12 signs are in the Oriental calendar, you find out which one you fit best in, because you're going to have to be one of the signs and one of the years you're born in. So if you're a Capricorn born in the year of the rat, you're a ratty pig. Or you're a goat, or a goat rat.
Goat pig.
You're a very ratty goat, you see.
Goat pig.
Yeah. So whatever you're born in the sign and that particular year, that's the function you're coming in with all the time, and that's where you're going to be. But you got up to 30 years to muck it up.
Then you got 30 years to clean it up.
Right. So, there you are. The light zones. So, each light zone, the test is the first thing, is vitamin C. To see if this thing is valid or not. Vitamin C is found in the three zones. In zone 1, zone 2, and zone 3. And therefore the different kind of sicknesses that occur in the different zones. If you got a chest cold, would you eat a tomato to get rid of it? Huh? But you need vitamin C.
You would eat it at lunch. You
would
eat it at lunch.
Oh, well, I'm not asking you. You used to respond already. I want to see if these guys here understand. What when you got a chest cold, would you eat? What would you eat to get rid of your chest cold?
I just go grab some.
If you ever had a chest cold?
Yeah, I just take some blocks of vitamin C.
What kind of vitamin C?
I found out I went to the health food store and bought it in tablets.
Hmm?
I went to the health food store and bought it in the tablets.
Yeah, what was it?
I don't know what it was composed of.
Did it stop the chest cold?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Well, you knock it out. Most of the time, within 24 hours or something. Maybe I got lucky, huh?
Then they told you to take it.
You didn't. They didn't.
So when did you take it?
Usually I take it in the evening.
Mm-hmm. Is that how you feel that you take it in the middle of the day?
I don't recall. I don't recall.
If you take it in the morning, how you feel?
I don't recall that either.
So you took it before you went to bed?
Yeah.
And what happened to you when you woke up?
I felt better.
Did you run through your nose or spitting out through your mouth?
That would be kind of as I recall now, it's been a while. I've got kind of stuffiness in the head, but I can breathe.
The vitamin C in the morning is the orange. You can take all the tablets you want. We go to the vitamin C in the plant and in the middle of the day and at night. So you have to have vitamin C 3 times a day. Okay. Solar nutrition is broken down into two functions. You have 21 days before the full moon. That's called the solar cycle. Then 3 days before the full moon, 1 day of the full moon, and 3 days after the full moon. And that's called the lunar cycle. Now, in order to understand the lunar cycle, you have a line and it's divided into 3 parts to represent the meals. Breakfast, lunch, and supper. So the first meal is called breakfast, second meal is called lunch, and the third meal is called supper. 3 times a day you eat. And the solar cycle is, you eat according to how it grows. The breakfast, you must eat your fruits and nuts on a tree. Lunch, you can eat your vegetables, your chicken, and your beef in the middle of the day. And at night, you can eat your seafood, egg, and vegetables that grow under the ground at night. That's the solar cycle. That's the way it lives, that's the way it goes, and you can't change them. For no, no matter how you try to believe what you want to believe, you're not going to change that. So, you have your fruits and nuts in the morning, the vegetables will go about the ground in the middle of the day, and night time the vegetables will go under the ground, and you have marine life and eggs. So, nature set it up to work in the solar cycle. 3 days before the full moon, and 1 day the full moon, and 3 days after, that's the lunar cycle. Now, solar cycle is set up for breakfast, for lunch, and supper. Lunar cycle is set up for 7 days only, and that's the pressure, not the light. The pressure of the moon coming close to the earth. And if you organize it to work, to eat, the first 3 days, you move the clock forward before the full moon. So if you move the clock forward, breakfast becomes lunch, lunch becomes supper, and supper becomes breakfast. That's 3 days before the full moon, you move it forward. So let's say last night is the last night of the solar cycle. What would you eat for supper? Last night was the last night of the solar cycle. What would you eat for supper?
Night.
Yeah, but what is nighttime food made of?
Under the ground.
Good.
Potatoes.
Potatoes and what else?
Yeah.
Fish. Onions.
Fish, onions. So radish. That's last night. Okay. This morning is the first 3 days of the solar cycle. What would you have for breakfast?
Nighttime stuff.
Eggs and fish.
Good. And if you go to England and they serve you some kippers and eggs in the morning, don't reject it because that's lunar eating. But we went over there and we thought it was something strange, and we made them want to serve it to us 3 times a day. And so we got screwed up. But the Englishman was doing his lunar cycle in the right way without even knowing why. So you move the clock forward 3 days before the full moon. And therefore the lunch will be fruits and nuts, and the supper would be a steak with your flapjacks, Australian breakfast. Now the day of the full moon, you can mix it in any direction you want. Spaghetti and pizza in the morning, chicken and egg in the middle of the day, and a hamburger and cookies at night. Jesus. Pick whatever you like, you can mix it up at the day of the full moon. And nature will pass it through without any problem. Now 3 days after the full moon, you move the clock back 1. So the lunch becomes the breakfast, the supper becomes the lunch, and the breakfast becomes the supper. That's the 3 days after the full moon. You're moving it backwards. So let's say last night is the last night of the 3 days after the full moon. What would you eat for supper?
Breakfast.
Breakfast, right? You need fruits and nuts. Last night is the last night of 3 days after the full moon. You're moving the clock back 1. Well, where are you going to move? Back to what?
Oh, God. No, I got a confusion.
Last night was the last night of the 3 days after the full moon. What would you eat for supper? For supper?
the morning, what would normally be the
breakfast.
Morning.
Yes. Yeah. Breakfast.
And then next morning is the first day after the full moon and the starting of the solar cycle. What would you eat for breakfast?
Breakfast.
Fruits and nuts. So that's an automatic, cruisomatic cleanup. You can have 7 days to go off and come back at the end
to be automatically cleaning the body without having to put yourself in jeopardy, strictly by the way the thing moved. The plants that grow under the ground are eaten at night. The growth on the trees are eaten in the morning, and above the ground and the vine in the middle of the day. And yet you can move it around the day before the full moon and the day after the full moon, forward and backward. And on the day of the full moon you can mix it in any direction. So that tells you right away you're in control of your health by knowing where to put things in. You put in the food that grows on the trees in the morning.
The top letters is, could you do that like 3 days before, 3 days after, and full moon? How did you do it in order from top to bottom?
Very simple.
Across the top, is that 3 days before or 3 days after?
That's what it is.
Well, that's 3 days before.
Okay. Well, on the 3 days afterwards,
this was okay. Got a confusion going here somewhere. What do I do the 3 days after? If I've been on lunch, supper, and breakfast, all right. Lunch is at.
You're always well at.
If you'll just tell me off the bat, what on the third day, on the first day after the full moon, what do I have at breakfast? Please, what do I have at breakfast?
Lunch. You're always. A little ahead there. You're already having lunch at breakfast. You're a meal ahead on the 3 days after the full moon.
Good. So
well, 3 days before the. I thought it was 3 days before the full moon.
Well, see, what he failed to tell you that. Hey. See what it is. You shift the other way after
before the
day.
Before the full moon of the day, you moving the clock forward. So you're eating your fish and eggs in the morning. After the full moon day, you're moving the clock backwards.
That's the bottom one.
All right. Separate.
It's Jimmy's truck.
Yeah, where is Jimmy?
Jimmy's still here.
Okay. I'm moving backwards.
Oh, that's what they were sitting there beeping for the whole time.
They're nighttime plants.
In the perfect pairs of cactus plants.
So it's the same nighttime. They don't grow on trees and they don't grow on vines. What are you looking at? Do you see a tree, a vine, and a grub?
Most people think they grow in trees.
And that's the person who said to me, milk comes in cartoons.
Cartoons. Just lack of farming.
They don't come from cars because he never saw a cow. But he knew all his life from the time he was a kid, it came out of a cartoon. And I can't blame the person. The person's 43 years old and milk comes from cows. But he only knew it came from cartoons. He never saw a cow. That's the same way you're telling me that a pineapple grows in a tree. There are no pineapple trees.
I thought they grew in trees.
Donna, where can we get a chart to know when these cycles are happening?
That's what you're writing it down. You're drawing the cycle.
Yeah.
Draw it and mark it.
You mean the full moon yet?
Yeah.
When you get your calendar, you have a calendar.
Okay.
So you look at the calendar 3 days before the full moon, the day of the full moon, and 3 days after the full moon. You got that always on your calendar. Yeah. Today they give away calendars with it. Other companies are printing it and sell it. And somebody is already printing up what is called a lunar cycle worksheets. So for every month you can have a copy of it. When is the lunar day, when is the full moon day, when is the before and after.
But you look on your own calendar, you'll find 3 days of the full moon, 3 days after the full moon, and the day of the full moon. That is called the lunar cycle. And the only reason it works is because of the pressure. The moon comes close to the earth to create the pressure. So you go to the bathroom faster, you go to, you can muck up yourself quicker. All right. Next thing you need to know is your blood type. Do you know your blood type?
Yeah.
You're A, B, AB, and O. These are the blood types, plus and minus. So they call them 8 types of blood. And you better know your own one because each person is different, no two are alike. Do you know your blood type? Do you know your blood type?
O positive.
O positive. Well, this is the situation. A and AB, these two types, can be 100% fiber eater. These two, A and AB, they can be total vegetarian. B and O can be 100% tissue eater. That's meat eater. But nature didn't intend us to be 100% nothing because she'll bury you. So when they asked Yogananda years ago if he was a vegetarian, he said, no, I'm not a vegetarian, I'm a proper eaterian. Vegetarians eat french fry and coke and they die. Proper eaterians know when to eat. But he never said it that way. He said he's a proper eaterian. No. A and AB can be 100% fiber eater. B and O can be 100% tissue eater. But there is no such thing as 100% anything. Nature will break you down. So, to stay healthy, you have to be 80% alkaline and 20% acid. That's how you're supposed to be. 80-20. If you want to stay around and be on the planet. 80% of the diet must be tissue fiber, that is vegetables, grain, and 20% of it can be egg, fish, or fish. So 3 meals a day, you have it already set up by nature. All fruits and nuts are fiber in the morning, so you don't have any selection. You are compelled to eat fiber foods in the morning by nature, but you can do what you like. Because you have individuality, and your individuality is your death. At the same time, your individuality is your freedom, or your health. Now, in the middle of the day, you have a choice. You can eat fiber or tissue. If you eat too much tissue, you can get sick. If you don't eat tissue, you can get sick. If you eat too much fiber, you can get sick. So, it isn't avoiding or overdoing that keeps you healthy, is the balance between the two that keeps you healthy. So in the middle of the day you have a choice to stay balanced between the fiber and the tissue. Of all the tissue in the middle of the day, the best one is the lamb. It has the minimal amount of toxic reaction in the body. A lamb and a pig and a cow on the way to a slaughterhouse, all three will cry. When they arrive at the slaughter line where they're going to slaughter them, the cow will still cry when he gets hit. And you can measure his blood before and after, and you'll be very toxic. The pig is the same. They'll cry when you hit them. When you measure them before and after, the body is very toxic. But the lamb is different. The lamb will cry up to the last minute before they hit it. And as soon as they hit it, you can measure the blood before and after, and you'll find that the blood before is very toxic, and after they hit it, the blood is very low. It's so low that it's natural for the body to handle it. That's how come they say, Lamb of God, take away the sins of the world. The lamb gave its life, designed by nature, to minimize your period through evolution to starve by not having food when winter came. So lamb was the easiest food to use next to the deer. So the hunter had the deer and the farmer had the lamb. And to this day, the lamb is the same and the deer is the same. They have minimal toxic reaction to your body when you kill them. Now, nighttime now, you have a choice of tissue and fiber. The fiber is under the ground and just on top of the ground. The tissue is a fish and the egg. And the egg in America isn't fertilized. The egg in India and China is fertilized because a rooster chases after the hen. So all the gurus who teach health over there don't want to eat egg because why? They say you're taking life. Because they have fertilized eggs over there. Over here we don't have fertilized eggs. You take the chicken, put it in a box, feed a little growing laying mash, and he lays eggs every day. So it's unfertilized. We don't have that problem. But if nature is going to rebuke you for making you a human being, she puts you together as a worm and an egg. And like it or not, male and female are made of worm and eggs. The sperm is a worm and the ovum is an egg. The male body is made of a sperm and an ovum. The female body is made of a sperm and ovum, so you're a worm and an egg, like it or not. You're made of no apple or potato. You're not made of any beans or squash. You're sure made of a worm and an egg. But if nature don't want you to have that kind of a shape, you wouldn't be here. She put you together as a worm and an egg. Now, which one eats which? The egg at the worm or the worm at the egg?
Worm at
the egg. The worm can't eat the egg if he tries.
The egg
at the worm. It's the ovum that eats up the worm by locking in and forming the human body. So, we know today without any doubt, a person with arthritic problems can eat marine life and egg and correct the problem. The carnivore oil does it. Fish oil does it. But cow meat will give him arthritic condition. So we phase out the cow, go to the lamb, or we can go to the marine life in the egg, we have no problem. So that tells us where nature is. So you must know your blood type. The type A and the AB cannot be 100% and the B and O cannot be 100% no more. It's not practical. They all have to be 80-20. But you may have certain fixations in your brain that you don't want to eat meat, you don't want to eat this and that. Then nature has to give you some kind of a chemical balance. You can eat an egg or you can eat refined flour. But you got to have acid and alkaline in your blood to stay alive. Now if you don't get it, you can have two types of cancer. If you're too alkaline, you have the alkaline cancer. If you're too acid, you get the acid cancer. And it's very easy to find that out because there's a piece of paper they call nitrazine paper. You can buy it at the drugstore, you put it on your lip, under your tongue, and then it gives you a reading.
What kind?
Nitrazine paper or litmus paper, one of the two.
N-I-T-R-I-Z-I-N-E?
That's right. And you put it under your tongue and let your saliva wet it, and it'll give you a reading to match it on the box. 6.5 to 7.5 is considered normal. Below 6, you're too acid. Above 7.5, you're too alkaline. So if you drop down below 6.5 to 6, you got an acid. If you gone up above 7.5 to 8, you're alkaline. Now if you're staying like I did, very alkaline, you got them problems. Now you're gonna know when a person is acid or alkaline. So let's take what is acid. An acid person has a runny nose, write them down. That's an acid person, a runny nose, full of mucus. They're always spitting up mucus. The tongue is very white and coated. They have hacking coughs. Write it down. And you've always got mucus, you're spitting it up. You have hacking cough. And your skin cracks. And a yellow fluid comes out. And you ache. Then you know you're very acid.
Ass?
No.
You said you ache?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes you can also get red splotches on your
That's
skin
right. You're very acid.
Yeah.
Hmm. No. The alkaline person has the most beautiful pink tongue in the world till it's cracking up. That's how beautiful the tongue they got. Very pink, clear, alkaline. And they have a dry cough. They don't have no mucus. The skin gets very dry. It cracks, but no fluid comes out of it. Then you know they're very alkaline. Then you can have the disease of the alkaline cancer and the acid one will get the acid cancer. So there you have your blood type that tells you. Now when you're eating on time to correct the problem, solar eating is the way it grows and lunar eating is to mix it up so it compensates for the acid alkaline basis. So 90% of the time you eat solar, you're going to be alkaline. If you eat little lunar, you're going to be alkaline acid combination. But if you eat according to the way it grows, then the body will automatically hold its own. And I'm going to let Dr. Wolf give you a kinesis test to see how you should eat solar, lunar, or blessed. Pick who wants to volunteer.
I know.
Awesome. Which of the three?
How many are you going to do?
I don't know. I'll put your arm in.
Do nothing. Oh, that's Denise.
If you eat, pick a food that you should eat solar and see if it's good for you. Oh. Time of the day you should eat it.
Eggs.
Alright, then you want to eat eggs.
Oh, I want to eat them in the breakfast.
Good, all right. See if it's good for
okay.
your breakfast.
Well, first we'll do a base
like that. Okay. Just hold your arm out and
I'll push down, okay? Okay. Okay. So, think of eating eggs for breakfast.
That's awesome.
Think of eating eggs for breakfast at
lunar time. At lunar time. That's a misunderstanding I have about during lunar time. Lunar time would be...
When the moon is starting to get full, 3 days before the full moon, the day 2 days after the full moon, that's called lunar time.
Oh, okay.
This new moon, full moon week.
Okay.
Well, let me see what I got written down. I got to consult my notes first because I don't have that much of an understanding until I look at the notes.
So in the mornings during lunar time, 3 days before, I would be eating for. Breakfast would be eating supper, fish and eggs. So, fish and eggs for breakfast.
And
then,
okay.
Good. See, you're an Englishman, you did it right.
And now think of eating eggs for breakfast anytime, but blessing it first.
Blessing it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Blessing your blessing food
it?
Before you
eat. You
want
to bless it?
Okay.
We would say.
How would I say?
Yeah, if you want to bless it.
Thank you.
I would just...
You offer it up to the creative intelligence that has brought it to the earth for you. You offer it back to him.
Thank you.
Say prasad.
Thanks. Pick anything you want, as long as it's a blessing.
Oh, okay.
Whatever you like, it's a blessing.
Alright. Anytime?
Yeah.
For this fish and eggs?
Okay, hold. Really strong, that
thing. Oh, you're a blessing.
So I could do that anytime I wanted to.
Yeah. It's only good for 24 hours.
Huh?
It's only good for 24 hours.
Oh, 24 hours? Okay.
No, no, you can't get laid after that.
Okay.
Anybody else finished? Okay. Just to let you know,
what's
wait,
your,
I have to get on
this. What's
explaining?
Okay,
so good for three meals in a row, and then your grace is up.
That's right.
Hold your arm up.
Procedure there.
Okay, good.
You can get a case
of
the
think
next
of eating
yeah.
eggs
got,
for breakfast.
Got, yeah.
Okay,
eggs
for breakfast.
But
I'm
going
to go to Washington. I need my.
Okay, think of having eggs for breakfast at wintertime.
On the plane up there, I asked divine intelligence to grant me grace and not make me sick.
Think of having eggs for breakfast anytime, but blessing it first.
That's what it is. Oh. Elements are right to harass me.
But they, you know, it was out of my control. It's all
so
given a time. Grace
yeah,
is strong.
Or if you bless it first.
As you suppose it at a certain time, you don't want to do what?
Eat at another time.
You don't want to eat out of time and abuse the opportunity.
You mean if I...
If you don't know...
Don't do it.
If you don't know when to eat it, and if you do eat it and bless it, this is the
saving grace.
The grace that is offered by Jesus, because you don't know. When you do know, you don't abuse it. You utilize the correct knowledge, and periodically you may be put in a position to have to use a thing out of the cycle. Then you bless it and go ahead. But blessing is a very important thing, regardless the right time or the wrong time. But you do not want to abuse it.
To make a habit of it.
Because most people abuse things when even when they know.
Yeah.
You must know and not abuse. And when you don't know, you're allowed to use it until you know.
If you
so the thing is this, you must know why you can use it versus abusing it, because when you abuse it, not me going to be responsible. You're going to be responsible for your own abuse to the thing when they're going to confront you and say, look, you knew the truth, and why did you abuse it?
Who's there, yeah?
The very people who gave the credit card. Now, I don't think for one moment he's dead. You can come collect his credit card back from you. What are you going to do? Yeah, huh?
Well, before you eat a meal, can you do the psychokinesis thing?
Yeah.
And then just avoid those foods that...
Yeah, all right. Some people use pendulum, other people use maggots and all different things, but the point is this. It is to help you to select what is functional and practical for your system at that moment.
To balance it.
To balance it. Now, we know selection can be recognized by the very laws of how things are operating, so we don't have to feel threatened. So we know the fruit grows on the tree. It's required to be used in the morning, and the body doesn't have to get around it by prayer or grace. It is natural to use it.
But you can
it'll
bless.
Accept it in the lunar cycle because of the pressure. But any other time, it will not accept it. You have to put through your grace. Now, the vegetables that grow above the ground, the animal and the bird are in the middle of the day. They have been approved and accepted from that time of the day. Your body will use it. Even if you don't bless it at that middle of the time of the day, it will use it without rejecting it. At lunar cycle, it will use it. But it's the wrong time and you don't bless it, then you won't stop with it. So again, the fish and the egg is nighttime. They're there. And at the right time, they won't bug you. At lunar time, they won't bug you. At the wrong time and don't bless it, then you pay the consequences for your knowledge. So the reason why the prayer was given, or the blessing was given, is to compensate for lack of knowledge of the right time and of the pressure cycle of the moon. Early man didn't have that kind of opportunity to educate himself, but he became conscious of it more and more as he got sick. That laws of nature are operating for him to learn. So the compensation was given, bless it, and then it will take everything. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Wall.
And I think I see some people want to go to Lamadlin.
Let's see if Melissa will go with us, Don. Let's see if Melissa will go with us.
Back end, are you?
Well, the back
end.
Lovely
bottom.
Gorgeous back end. Perfect. La Madeleine, La Madeleine, here we come.
Boy, you're nice and warm.
Am I? Yes.
Yeah, and you're softening up here a little
bit. Yeah, that's what I'm telling
you. You are. And Betty's been talking to you, getting some of that shit out.
Yeah, that's true.
Better.
Better.
Good class.
Yeah, it was a convention. I'm not sure. Well, I understand what it's like in the
when you do that.
Let's see. happened.
They said happened instantly to them.
Oh, happened instantly to them.
That shut them up. They were making comments about certain things, and to their amazement, it happened right in their face.
Yesterday, we stopped the rain almost instantly.
So. Don't get carried away with the positive. The negative is also powerful too. Anytime you slip back into the negative, you're going to get it. Full blast.
Anytime you slip back into the negative, you get a full blast?
If you correct the positive with your mouth, what do you think you're going to do with the negative? The days of the play is over, my friend.
The days of the play are over?
You're a passenger no more. You're a driver. You're a planet Earth, and the sun has moved in the last 20 years around Alpha Centauri.
Okay.
And therefore what you'll be seeing in the next 12 years or 11 more years will be crystallizing both positive and negative, faster and faster.
Be crystallizing more faster and positive.
Negative and positive will crystallize.
Can you believe in 15 years we'll be 70? That's not a lot of time, is it?
Don't say that.
It's scary.
That'll be 80. That's all relative, isn't it?
Gotta get healthy. Have to get healthy.
And if you get pulled into the negative side, it's going to be twice as bad?
That's it. It's physics. There's no devil or God sitting in the throne. It's physics, laws of physics. That machine isn't put together by joke, you know, it's put together by physics.
Mm-hmm.
Right in front of you. You bought physics after many thousands of hours of experimenting to get it to work.
Yeah, work their ass off, huh?
Good. Only time you complain, they're stuck trying to make a better one.
Said that the blood rushes, if it, when it goes fast in the brain, it goes shh, when it goes slow, it goes.
That's right.
Now, does that mean there are no crazy people?
No.
It doesn't mean that. There are crazy people.
No.
There are no crazy people. It's our perception.
That's right.
And if we try to make them like we are, then that's wrong. Not necessarily, it's not necessarily right is what I mean.
Why do you want them to be like you? You have three reasons why society wants them to be like you.
That's what I mean.
You can't function by yourself because you've got an outcast.
To be an outcast?
By death. And if you do cooperate, you obey what they say.
If you do cooperate, you obey what?
They say. If you don't obey what they say, they push you away and lock you down.
Because they have the option to do that. Society does that because why?
They who?
Society.
Have the option to push you away and knock you down. They can put you in jail or...
Well, how did they get the jail in the first place?
She didn't conform or didn't behave.
How or why?
How did they get it in the first place?
Because some person was infringing on another person's freedom.
And? So three or more gathered together and decided to do what? Clobber that one.
Clobber that one.
And
make,
then?
Make a judgment.
And they clobber that one. That one was told to do what? Cooperate the way we tell you or be isolated.
Cooperate will isolate you.
So those who are isolated didn't cooperate. Those that cooperate are working with them. So that's how society was formed. Now you're going to be in the same predicament when you're born into it. To either be isolated or cooperate. And you first get your cooperation for 18 years with your parent because they got to pay the rent to do it. And then if you don't learn it, then they put you out to let you learn it the hard way. The rest will tell you, you do it or we isolate you for sure.
That's so simple.
Of course it's simple. Now if you find yourself a place where you want to live, isolated, they call it an island. But nothing can come and go to you, and you can't come away from there because you're stepping on the other people's property. And okay. No one is going to come to you because you would not accept, so they're definitely going to put you on what is called reserve location. Then you have to survive the best you know how on your reserve location.
Where are we now?
That's where you are.
Reserve location?
That's right.
But we're trying to cooperate.
So if you cooperate, you do it their way.
That's what we want to do.
Is it like some memory?
It's a crack.
Well, you would if they were around you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Y'all too.
Bye.
Good night.
Oh, bye, Joe.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Good morning, these days. Thank God, they're reading before they stop nursing. It's no lie either.
They don't have a chance to be children anymore.
I don't have to be a child.
Really?
I was never a child.
Growing up when they're born.
I was a child. Madonna was never a child. How'd you ever learn to be a child?
Very simple.
You never quit.
Huh?
You never stopped.
He was apprenticed to a tailor at 7 years old. I mean, that's... They threw him in the lake at four. If he didn't swim, they just left him. When he was born?
I threw him in a basin when he was born. I mean, in a tub of water when he was born. That to everybody.
Tub of water?
Mm-hmm.
To see if they would swim. If they didn't, they threw him away.
No, they did that to everybody.
Where is it at?
In Vienna.
Very simple. Born when your house is burning down, you become a child fast.
When your house is burning down, you become a child fast.
Oh yeah, you're not a baby no more.
Is that literally? Literally? You had a house burned down around you?
I thought I was burned down when I was born.
That spacecraft got too close. Dropped him off.
I thought I was burned down when I was born.
They were dropping him off and they got too close to the house.
Mm-mm.
Exhaust flames.
Exhaust flames?
From the spaceship. Mm-mm.
Somebody threw a cigarette around the house early in the night. The whole house was made of a straw and the wood. Mm-hmm. And now it burned up. My brother came back to me around 10:30. My uncle was a doctor. Mm-hmm. And then he saw the house was on fire. Got to get it. He stopped being a child.
I wonder if that was some kind of a sign.
He's no longer a baby or a child.
Yeah.
You put your head out and look around. Oh my God.
Yeah.
God is right.
I bet you that really does have an effect on you, you know?
Well, there's a reason. What? We have a fire site.
Had enough long.
Got coming with us a fire.
See how smart I would become. By being insensitive?
Well, they say the only way you can improve your knowledge is to hit you in the head.
Improves your knowledge? Edgar Casey got hit in the head.
The only way you improve your knowledge.
A lot of those big psychic guys did. Well, I never had any psychic things that I could depend on.
Huh?
I never had psychic abilities I could depend on.
Or?
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 Nope. Never been in the psychic realm.
Huh?
It's a lot of hooey to me. You can get caught up in it.
That's what you get from being a sidekick.
Sidekick. Sidekick?
Didn't you get sidekick?
Got kicked by my side man.
What side were you on the house?
In the backyard. I think we had a brick fence.
That was good.
Mm-hmm. He did me a...
Never take pictures.
You look absolutely fabulously gorgeous. Weren't you on TV this morning? Come on, sing for us.
Jagu, that's still my favorite. Because that's giving thanks. All the things in that song, Adano, has to still include the elementals. The Om Guru Jaya Guru, Sachidananda Guru, Sachidananda Guru, Nityananda Saraguru. I don't think that's always asking for and sort of giving thanks for all of that all at once. That can't exclude the elementals because they're the ones that give it to you. For you to think back, isn't it? Aren't they? So the bhajans are not separate from the elemental song, really. If they're stimulating the elementals, anyhow, I mean, so that's still my favorite. Am I off base or am I on track? Okay, because that song is so complete. Om Guru Jaya Guru, Sachidananda Guru. Om Guru Jaya Guru, Sachidananda Guru. Sachidananda Guru, Nityananda Saraguru Sachidananda Guru Nityananda Saraguru Om Guru Jaya Guru Sachidananda Guru Om Guru Jaya Guru Sachidananda Guru Sachidananda Guru Nityananda Saraguru Sachidananda Guru Nityananda Saraguru Om Guru Jaya Guru Sachidananda Guru You remember it now.
Yeah, do another one now.
I can remember some.
I'm sure.
How many did you learn? About 10?
Thank you. That's the best one. It really is.
Yeah, I like it.
That's... Ramakrishna Hare Mukunda Murare Ramakrishna Hare Mukunda Murare I forget it.
Well,
I haven't sung them in so long. Panduranga, Panduranga, Panduranga Hare. Panduranga, Panduranga, Panduranga Hare. Ramakrishna Hare, Mukunda Murare. Ramakrishna Hare, Mukunda Murare. Ram Panduranga Panduranga you sing it. Panduranga Hare Panduranga 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 Hare Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare
Oh, well, I'm going to sit over here.
You did want to because you
were too good. Oh, I was going to sit over here because I figured that way if I went to sleep, it didn't matter. I wasn't hitting.
Coffee time. You sit here.
Pretty?
You want me to sit there? I'd be nice and cheer.
You're beautiful.
You look good.
Took a trip to the dumpster.
And?
At 3 o'clock this morning.
And? And?
I threw away all my smoking material.
And?
Don't talk about it.
Don't talk about it?
What do you worry about? You don't need it?
Gwenda?
Hi. I was thinking about that earlier. I said, but we're all very wise to be in Houston this weekend.
Yeah. And tomorrow we go on savings time, so we have to set our clocks forward tonight.
Tomorrow? Mm.
Oh,
just bring ahead. We lose an hour. We lose 2 hours going back.
Yeah. I was doing really good with the white balls. And then I got off the... But I'll get back.
Bench.
Delta time. Delta. Deep Delta time. Yes.
Siesta Delta time.
What's that sound?
There she is, the gorgeous teeth.
Now we know who frightened Roger Rabbit. Thank you.
dear, a sweetheart.
You're so sweet to me, and I.
Oh.
What are they?
Garnet and rose quartz.
Oh,
isn't that cute?
Here's
and
the bracelet.
Little bracelet to go with it.
Wow.
Well, isn't that cute?
See if we can get a close-up of that.
And then here's just plain garnets. But see, they're not really red. They're pink. They're magenta.
Lithium. Silicate.
It's what?
Lithium silicate.
No.
Also known as kunzite.
You had some that pink last time.
Is this carnelian?
That's rose quartz.
May I see
no,
that?
No, I think it would come.
What I meant is that most women don't really get to their sexuality till they're in their 30s. Not that they don't know how to do it and have babies and stuff, but they teach you so wrong when you're young that it takes until you're in your 30s before you say, oh, so this is what it's all about. I should have just relaxed and enjoyed it in the first place instead of making such a big deal out of it.
He's been a 30-year-old woman before.
Evidently.
Many in their mid-30s that have been married for years and they didn't know what the heck was going on.
I think it's more of a biological thing, really.
Biological?
Mm-hmm.
Well, biologically, you're ready to have a baby at 8 years old or whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
But the other thing you're talking about, where you're enjoying
the
it.
Moment.
Yeah.
I think it's so psychological.
It's hormonal.
Hmm?
It's hormonal.
Hormonal?
Developmentally hormonal.
Yeah, because every woman, irregardless, when she's 30, she comes into her own in a certain way.
I mean, the tapes that they give people when they're young are all wrong, and it takes them that long to... Most
it's not that. It's developmental hormonal.
It's developmental hormonal?
Okay. It's not the programming. It's different for men and women.
Yeah, because it wouldn't matter what we'd been taught if our hormones were overactive. We'd go ahead and do it anyway. Just like a man. Mm-hmm. Because men are brought up to, you know, some boys are brought up the same way as women. I think that maybe there's something wrong about this.
Roger,
but it doesn't
would you,
stop them.
Would you take the camera off the nuts?
Putting into you, you can grab it or steal it. And don't try to do that to it more. It'll spank you. And I'm not going to be responsible. I'll let it spank you. Let you learn that there is a God sitting in the universe holding the whole thing together, the father and mother. That will spank his creation to the point that we wake up to quit trying to do that, steal out from this environment, and learn to accept that what Jesus said was a valid fact. But the Father in me doeth everything. That includes your thinking and your holding on to what you think you need. And even what you think is your breath, that is his still.
He's stealing his own breath.
No, he's teaching you to be receptive and stop trying to run the show and enjoy the show. But he has given individuality because he has done this, or she has done it. Individuality is a freedom that allows you to kill yourself. That's why there are only three tests. Kill to eat. Kill yourself if you don't like it. Or try to possess everything to be on top of everybody. That was the three tests that Jesus mastered in the desert. Then he came out, he says, but I did it all. I live now. You don't want me? Fine. And then he looked at his brother Judas and said, to do your share, man, you gotta be true. I gotta die on the cross for these people. When it's over, they don't lose it, that's it. You and I are the winner. Jesus is a winner and he's laughing. And Jesus is a winner and he's laughing. And we're the guys who are losing. We're losing so fast that we're going to destroy ourselves in 2 years without any more nuclear weapons. If we don't wake up. And this is not didn't say this is a fact. Resuscitation techniques they have shown over and over. When the patient tries to grapple the evidence and ask it, he drowns in his own ear. And nobody can breathe with their nose in the room. Everybody breathes through their nose outside. On their own. And let them move. And let the air go in. But then they forget it. Because they forget it. They take it to be an automatic function. Then the Eastern teachers come along to call it pranayama, higher science of God, and take you through all kinds of charades to finally make you accept what? There's nothing here, right? Osmotic interaction. So in the last part of the Vedas, it's written, one of the samples, blessed is he who breathes through the bone.
Pray through what?
The bones.
The bones?
But I had to work that with the heart rate. Now I know the fact, and the astronauts are finding it, why the bone is breaking down in space. The missing link was oxygen. The Russians are beating us there. By making the crafts resonate with frequencies to inhibit the discharge of carbon dioxide and minimize the carbon of oxygen. They're already beating us here. Let's go.
In other words, if they hold the balance of carbon dioxide in a cabin instead of oxygenating it so highly that it will retard the process?
That's right, they're finding that now. That we don't breathe, it's pushed into us between 14.7 and 14.6 inside. One is the illusion that we breathe. And that's why the wise man said the whole thing was an illusion. Now we're finding out the illusion is really the cause gap. Physics, not scientists. He can't count on top of it now because he'd be thrown into the clinker. Because there's a big competition between him and the Russian scientists. But the Russians and Americans are getting ready to go to Mars. So they got to share their knowledge now to build a craft to do it. We got the launch power for the smallest size. They got the bigger size. We got the capability of the machinery being more steady in the air. They got the capability of keeping the internal contents functioning better. So between the two of us, we will develop a landing process of our own.
How are we going to get the people that are responsible for these things to breathe through the bone? That's what I want to know. They're so far away from that.
They're not going to bring it. The device is going to be put on this.
Yeah, we got Roger trained very well.
I mean, everybody, or just
that
the people in
the
No, I'm talking about politicians.
No,
he was up and didn't offer you any comment.
And then they'll know what it's all about.
Astronauts know it already. Intent is going from there now to the anti-stress hour sessions. Big executives must have 1 hour twice a day in anti-stress rooms.
And that's what they're doing, breathing through the bone?
No, they're using sound waves and light waves to deactivate the stress. Thereby diminishing their breathing capability to a longer stress, longer pattern.
You mean slower breathing?
Not slower breathing. Bread, okay. Breadless is not bread free and is not slow. The word breadless does not imply slow and doesn't imply free. It implies less repetitions. It is a longer pause.
Slower? Yeah. Slowed down?
No. That's an erroneous statement. You can't slow the breath down. You can reduce the repetitions. And you can lengthen the period between the pressure to inhale and exhale. The urine is doing a single thing, it's doing it to you.
It's not a conscious thing.
Thank you.
You will be conscious when you hook up to the unit.
That's pretty much.
Are we all
going
to be having to hook up to this unit to become where you say we have to be, or do we have to do
the people who work in stress work will be sent into the room every 1 hour every day, twice a day.
What about the rest of us?
That's their option. They can go by the unit or the room.
Sounds interesting, doesn't it?
The yogis have already been doing it. The schools, the churches and all have been trying to teach it. Hospitals are going to be using it for the emphysemic people. But the stressed out person, the executive, is going to have it imposed upon him as part of their workload.
So you can buy this machine like, this machine like the cymatic machine or what?
You can't buy it right now.
You can't buy it. You either have to be an executive or you have to...
The machine is too big. It's not a little gadget.
Why couldn't they make them like laundromats where people could go in and get...
They just developed the thing, so how can they...
Laundromat.
In the first place, it's a combination of the Russian and American combining to put it...
I see. It's brand new content.
Yeah. So they're not going to be able to do anything more now.
But
right
you're
now.
Telling us that we've got to do it on our own.
You bet. That's why you have the opportunity with your sound frequencies and your units. The Nova phone will bring you there. That's what the Nova phone can do. The Nova phone has the capacity of slowing your breathing down.
Breathless and breath-free, what's the difference?
Breath-free is not breathless. A breathless state is a condition of less repetition with longer pause in between.
So it's less breath, literally. Right? Less breathing.
No, lady. Your terminology wouldn't add up in the physics room.
Less repetitions, isn't it?
Breathless state means less repetitions with the pause in between the inhalation to the oxygen and the exhalation to the carbon dioxide. So the period now being instead of X amount of seconds begin to be running longer. And the quantity per minute is reducing to compensate. So if you were doing 14 to the minute, you may be doing only 6 to the minute or 5 to the minute now. Mr. Napoleon Bonaparte used to breathe 4 times to the minute. That's why he had his hand in his tummy. Now they found the real truth. He didn't have no problem in his belly. It's just that he couldn't understand why he, of all people, was breathing so slow. He used to press that area. Now they went back and examined the body.
What would show him that he had that slow or that...
No, to him was a disease in those days. Today, now we're finding it an asset.
How could they know that now? How could they discover that?
Friend, we live in such an illusion outside here. Forget about it. Laws of physics and all the research program that's been spent by the millions and billions of dollars over the last 200 years are not going to let the public know it.
Well, he was an advanced human being and didn't know it.
So
he was suffering from an unknown disease that made him a very hyper person. And in his day, he was considered a tyrant, a dictator, an imbecilic, to the point where he was self-destructive, not a Hitler type. Now they're finding out that these men weren't really what they turned out to be, due to the fact that certain functions were going on in the body they had no understanding or control of. God has a strange way to use a human body to make it stand out among society, to mold it. We would not have England today and the other parts of the world if there was no Napoleon to mold it. It'll stay in a corner and hide itself. But because Napoleon came along and did lots of things and forced the Russians to be somewhat more
independent,
we wouldn't. So these were necessary things, but he was suffering from a condition that they didn't know what it meant. Now they're finding out that the condition had a lot to do, that they're going to take his technique and incorporate it now into the equipment so that you're going to be breathing and you're traveling in space like him.
Well, isn't that what pranayama is anyway? Is breathing with the thoughts?
Pranayama is correct, but the language of pranayama is no longer practical in today's living. It was all right for me if I was 20 years ago and still in the old agricultural language. It's no longer practical. Still living in a compulsive guilt. When we begin to realize that there's no need for compulsive guilt, we gotta move on to the fact how the thing actually is, what it is actually doing, and what it is implying to a human being, regardless of race, color, creed, or sex, or age. What is it doing? And what was it for in the first place? Well, I respect those people in those days because why? They had no other alternative than to present it that way.
What is meant by cellular regeneration? Is that just our physical cells regenerate?
Your cells break down if you don't clean them. Now, you understand the word breakdown? Mm-hmm. What it means?
To fall.
No. See, that's how it's erroneous in the term. That's why in physics we can't use those words no more. We have to use numbers. So, the contents of a globular object containing 8 X's, 4 B's, 3 C's, operating at 4 rotations a second, when interacting with a CD substance, any excess of C will lock on and the object will slow down and start becoming stagnant. That is actually what is happening to your cell in the air, and your mouth speeds it up faster because its enzymes trigger those toxic conditions inside. So they refer to it in a simple way, a breakdown, when in actuality it's a clogging up. The cell don't die and it don't eat, it's just doing frequencies. So we now come to the realization that nobody's really eating, everybody's processing food. But everybody's got the illusion they got to eat. Everybody's got the illusion that they got to work to get it to go down. And they got to go to the bathroom. As long as they got that illusion to do that, then the wise men say, well, let them carry on till they're ready to quit that. And when they're ready to quit it, they'll go to the next level of accepting what they are. But when they accept what they are, there ain't too many people there. So misery loves what?
Company.
You go back and you enjoy the illusion of telling yourself you got to eat. How many people want to stay in a non-eating state that's natural? And you're not going to find it except in a craft traveling in a long distance or people in the past 3 score 10.
Yeah, if they realized they wouldn't have to work, they didn't have to eat.
Yeah, well, the main thing is, though, that we're coming...
Then you see, society fools itself by trying to make everybody equal. And therefore, the process was set up not for a societal growth, but for an individualistic realization, for an individualistic freedom. Because the creative intelligence has no intention to be out of business before midnight eternity.
Yeah, but Adano, this brings us back to a problem that
that society revolves around food. Do you mean that if we decided not to eat and to exercise our own abilities to live via osmosis, does this mean that when we were in society that we would have the right to simply refuse everything that was offered to us? And it makes it very difficult. It's very difficult to do that because people become offended somewhat.
Let me put it this way. None of these ideas are for a mass group. They're for the individual. That's why when they go to India and they meet these teachers in the ashrams, none of the teachers answer their questions as a mass. But we, the listener, make that mistake and write books. And the person who is being spoken to is that specific individual's life frequency that that person is talking about. And that's why we come to realize that you can't take nobody's answer for any of these laws, because it doesn't apply to a group. It only applies to the individual who is asking the question, because that's the level they're ready to accept that answer. So that's why the teachers have been accused for holding back a lot of things, not realizing what they were doing.
So if you're reading above and you understand that message, then you're ready for that.
That's right. In other words, I can't drink that cup of coffee for you. That's basically simple as it will ever be. So the answer to your question is only to your so-called curiosity. Because the answer was already inside of you before you asked it. So the answers that these teachers are giving us are forcing us to look back at all the previous data that we got misled by the books that were printed. That's why one man said, what is all the knowledge in all the books in comparison to 50 minutes silence in yourself? But he didn't use the word cell, he said self, and that was where I got misled too. You can't find an SELF, they don't exist. But you can discover 15 minutes silence, that means no electromagnetic static action going on in the cell. All will happen in the cell is that it will constrict and dilate periodically. And that constriction and dilation periodically only gives one actual experience, looking. Not intellectualizing, looking, you know, looking. Head is clear. The first time, clear look, clairvoyant, seeing, and looking to the extent where everything looks like it's almost going to get transparent. Then the anguish as if it suddenly becomes nebulous and your own body starting to quiver with it. That's where the anguish is, because you think you're getting schizophrenic.
Yeah.
But
so
they call it darshan, whole sight. And it's oxygen. And in order to stay grounded, now you know why the baby put his thumb in his mouth. I'm back with you. Now if I had gone off into that frequency, all I do is just like that. And the gurus, when I watch them now, last time they came around, used to watch them like that and see what they're doing, the same thing, but they're not saying anything. And periodically they'll do some gesture, and people think, oh, that's just because they're not realize what the hell they're doing. They all see they do like this.
Yeah. Why do they do that?
What do they do?
And they move their feet and they move their hands.
That's to keep them grounded.
Yeah.
And they eat the food to make the person feel they're human together in a grounded sense. They're human already. I ain't gonna be any more human or man. Only he's drifting in and out between the visible and the invisible range so fast, he's got to pretend he's here and the visible to talk to them. When he's already here and everywhere at the same time, like Yogananda says, am I in my body or in that jerk over there that be shot with a bullet in his chest? Well, only because I'm sitting here and Yukteswar be walking and she be goofing off, I gotta stay here and not stay in the jerk over there. And that's exactly where the experience is. But if the whole world got it, what would happen to all the rich people? who control us with their bank books and all their security papers and all the insurance. They'll be threatened so fast, they would want to.
Before the yogi, they put in jail for being naked, mm-hmm. and then he, all of a sudden he's up on top of the roof of the jail. Yeah. And they went up and got him, put him back down in the jail naked, and he, all of a sudden he's back up on the roof again. Yeah. So you know, they finally let him go because they couldn't keep him.
They just closed their eyes to him.
So look, go away, go hide yourself in the woods, don't come around the city. Well, that's the whole way you blow away society in this part of the world. No, that kind of yogi should come to America.
Yeah, he sure should.
You know where they put him?
Yeah, oh,
one of those little...
Chattahoochee.
No, they put him on...
Gold's Gym.
No, they put him in one of those floating thing off the shore.
Yeah,
he can go
pretty much
there.
See him.
The floating prisons off the shore.
One of those offshore rigging.
Offshore rigging.
Platform.
He wouldn't stay there either. He could be anywhere he wanted.
Yeah. What was that guy's name?
Trilanga.
He was, Trilanga.
Trilanga.
He was over 350 pounds.
Oh, well, interesting, huh?
How did he get out of these jail doors?
But he'd been around 350
times. He's just proud of himself.
1 pound for each revolution around the sun? That's doggone good.
1 pound for each revolution around the sun.
Yeah, they can see through walls and everything, can they?
And, you know, we live with such an illusion as to what we are. And when we do get to the actual physics from the study of the atoms, and that's the only complaint that the wise men make. Why are we so stupid to have to approach the structure of matter by perforating it apart to study it? When we can't pull it back together after we perforate it, why not learn to internally slow the brain down and see it all together? Then you don't have to worry to pull it together. That's the only difference. But it's too slow. That's the only other answer. It's too slow to see inside of your body for you to grasp the total picture. Tearing it apart and putting it and seeing it and then satisfying your curiosity, it'll keep you working for the rest of your life, try to put it back together.
Yeah, I had this problem spending the night with him a couple months ago. When we got into the room to have breakfast, he said, "You haven't done your pranayama this morning." I thought, my God, he's seeing through that wall. Can he really see through the wall?
No. He seen through the wall. You didn't do your pranayama this morning, that morning.
It wasn't that he was seeing through the wall. He was just reading it.
Unified.
Yeah. You see, if you did your pranayama that morning,
you
didn't know. No. Let me see if you're doing it. Yeah. Don't cheat. You see, you're trying to gravel the air again.
Yeah, no.
Pranayama. The word pranayama doesn't mean to do this or this. That's not pranayama.
No.
Those are practices.
No, but that's what he was teaching me. Yeah.
So what is pranayama?
No. But I know what you're talking about.
The word prana means life, and yama means conscious relationship, not control. Most of us get the erroneous impression it means controlling it. You can't control it. Be consciously relating to the oxygen present around you. Now feel it. Let it go through your skin. Let it travel through your body. Put the thing down and feel it.
But he was giving me the actual physical.
But if you had done that to him, it'll blow away his cool, because he'll say, well, he don't need to be there no more.
I'm sorry, take the air in.
I didn't say it.
How does the process work?
When you stop talking, you'll do it. Keep practicing till you're ready to do it.
I like to do it.
Then don't talk. And don't try to breathe either. And don't withdraw from the world. Look at the world outside of you. Withdrawing isn't allowing you to breathe. Even the trainers tell you, now can you draw the energy of that song into your body and feel yourself? That song just gave me enough energy now to go back to work without having to eat. Are you recognizing what I'm talking about? Your head is clearer now. Don't try to steal the air. Feel the oxygen on the skin. Now you notice your breakfast is all gone out your tummy? You don't feel like you had any breakfast? Good. Let's get rid of the, we call it, traumas. Anytime you burp. But that trauma is, finish your meal before you leave the table. Now this trauma is different. Keep drawing the oxygen through your skin, you can't leave the table. Keep drawing the oxygen through your skin because you can't leave the table. That's a different kind of trauma. I'd rather be in that trauma. Now open your eyes and look. See what it's doing, what the oxygen is doing. Let your eyes get oxygen. You complain about your eyes, get oxygen in the eyes. Now you notice the feeling is what? Very clear, very centered. There's no stiffness anyway. There's no hurry, there's no hurriness.
You know,